Now it's me and you. You are now tuned in to Live Free or Die Radio. I am your host, Uncle Sam. Today is November 7th. This is episode number 93. We got Tim Nyhan coming on shortly. We go way back with Tim. We last had him on and back in the 50s, so it's been about 40 episodes or so, at least a year. I didn't even know how to pronounce his name when I first met him, but one of my favorite artists out here, definitely got some of the best hooks in New England, and he's just got a lot, a great story to tell, and he tells it well. Very honest, very forward. And we actually got a show with him on Thursday night, too. So we're going to talk about that as well as a few other things. That show is with Kyle Bent, who, if you missed him 2 weeks ago, that podcast is up right now on iTunes, Spotify, Google, etc. Just search LFOD Radio or head over to LFODradio.com. You can also get us on SoundCloud, LFOD. That's got snippets of past interviews, the Alumni Cypher Series, 24 and 24, which was 24 songs and 24 artists by 24 songs in 24 hours by 24 artists. Tim was on that as well. He rolled in at like 9 a.m., banged something out. And we got a lot of good stuff up there. If you're tuned in on Facebook, leave us a comment. We're on Facebook Live. This is a new thing we're doing every week, so you can get us live. Also, get at us on Twitter, at LiveFreeOD Radio, and IG LFOD Radio. No guests next week, so if you're an artist, submissions at LFODradio.com. Send us some clean records. That's how it all goes down. We're about to play a clean that just popped up today that I'm fired up for. This is that Static Selecta, Put Jewels on It, featuring Run the Jewels off the Static Selecta album, coming soon. You are tuned in to Live Free or Die Radio.
Hey, Static. Give me a match first, man, like 2 a.m. Hey, I came up on some brain blown, full of smoke, living in a terror dome. Bad kid, born to kill a king with my hands. Put him up, runners run him up, kinda gun him up, sun him up, brother run a luck. I'm a ton of fun, cause when I'm running up, stunner runner up, I'm a number one. Wake up with the sun thinking, make a buck. What a clutch, every buck he touch getting crumpled up. Suck it up, cause gut till he double up. Double down, dummies get a crown when I'm in the dust. Dead and done, so that you delayed, baby, wait, baby, this is not a drill. Plainly Jamie is a thrill, $100,000 bill, y'all all law, get the deal. What a odd duck, I don't buy the side, oh no man, what? Blow me like you POTUS in an ocean made a clan nut. And Mikey, most of these soldiers are simply so-called. The whole shit they holding is empty, the toast of the day. Imagine inventing and putting holes in their enemies simply doesn't exist. We Buffalo, run them off cliff. Hey,
look at Mikey flow, look at Mikey go, look at Mikey Jamie making milli, yeah, nobody know. Mikey, he went maniac like Wayne when he went waniac and did a milli, but I've been this silly, really. And you motherfuckers really know that you been really feel me, but you hit emotion, so I know you really feel me. Yo, coulda, shoulda, woulda, stoulda, stutter, I'm a motherfucker. Ask your baby mother, motherfucker. Missy boy, talking Jerry Curl, greasy boy. Go with an attitude, west side Atlanta, young, easy boy. Beat your girl, flapjack, flat, fat, black, flow, flipper, flip, flat. Take that on, all your holdings. Get nervous in my old age bar. Nobody make yourself known. Take a shot, took by the eye. Only trust Jamie, I don't trust nobody. And if you with him, bullet holes in your body.
Static.
What up, Lightfoot?
Move on it, put jewels on it, who want it? Who want it? Move on it, put jewels on it, who want it? Who want it? Put jewels on it, put jewels on it.
Bump raw tea on the way to my pop's crib on the east. Tough, cause ain't no love in these streets. West side, like Double Oak used to be. Unified, this how it's supposed to be. I am the keeper of my brother from another. Birth from the struggle, same goals, just divided by street codes. Streets cold, hope just heat up the soul. Reach for your goals like you reach for the stars. I weigh the eyes like the hand I was dealt. I'm just that from the four that wanted more for himself. We're from big wheels to coup de villes. From cap guns, now we shoot to live. Hope we survive, cause tomorrow gotta do it big. My huggies ain't cheap and my mama need a bigger crib.
Hey, 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 hey.
My huggies ain't cheap and my mama need a bigger crib.
Cause we jigging out the hole in the wall.
Mama used to tell me never get yourself involved. Still, last time I recall. So my daddy showed a nigga how to jig about the hole in the wall. Mama used to tell me never get yourself involved. Still, last time I recall. So my daddy showed a nigga how to jig about the hole in the wall. Mama used to tell me never get yourself involved. Still, last time I recall. So my daddy showed a nigga how to. See, I remember days I felt like I ain't exist. Especially with the thought of never mind it. Can't seem to see eye to eye, tuition like your pride was a dollar to. If you don't make it out alive, yo, I gotta thrive, but that's my only option. Can't post a picture of my daughter without that when you dropping. Comment that reassures that when I drop, it's popping. Pinky promise to my daughter like it ain't no stopping. Old school cutting corners like the crop did. 4-5 in the dash, pray I never cock it. I tried to drink it away, but I can run
new
it
loop.
Instead. I'm never
live tonight with Earth Gang, JID, Sonya.
Bloodshed, hood wonder who them with you. To keep it real, my circle small, can't touch too many friends. Leave you 6 feet under the same street that you defend. What was your then? Who be your people now? Cause looking back, nobody's loyal enough to hold you down. It's hard to stay afloat sometimes when rather watch you drown. Cut off some people that I love, like who gon' save me now? Never seen a flower grow from mud, but I'm 10 toes of ground. And all my life I rep that 7, but I'm dreamer bound. Some days I feel like Will Smith when he plays 7 pounds. Sacrifice myself to see some people smile. Now I play Lil Boosie, wipe me down when your drown. Cause I'm on.
Cause we jigging out the hole in the wall.
Mama used to tell me never get yourself involved. Still,
last time I recall.
So my daddy showed a nigga how to jig about the hole in the wall. Mama used to tell me never get yourself involved. Still,
last time I recall.
So my daddy showed a nigga how to jig about the hole in the wall. Mama used to tell me never get yourself involved. Still,
last time I recall.
So my daddy showed a nigga how to. You see, my daddy showed a nigga how to drill through the wall. For the law, we just tryna live good for the cause. Cause we sick and tired of being sick and tired on the low. Sick and tired of being sick and tired on the low. See, my daddy showed a nigga how to drill through the wall. For the law, we just tryna live good for the cause.
Sick and tired of being sick and tired on the low. Sick and tired of being sick and tired on the low.
On the low.
Sick and tired of being sick and tired on the low.
What up, Chris KD?
Summit. What was it? Mirage so real, thought I could touch it. It wasn't. I'm stubborn, hate to admit that I'm lost like a husband. With his wife in the front seat of the car, I'm bugging, shuffling through my thoughts. Too many lies to decipher. My mind in a vice grip, I'm hyper, lazy at the same time. Yeah, crazy, I know, ain't I? Still, I'm trying my best, that's all I ever give. Still, I fall like eyelids off them sedatives. Like I'm falling to my death, but they gon' let me live. Maybe it's all in my head, caught up in that Tom pettiness. Free falling like
how far do I have to fall until I hit the ground? I don't see the ground coming. How far do I have to fall until I hit the ground? I don't see the ground coming.
My visions is twisted, float through the air like no physics existed. When will I land? Plans will be plans, but only in the hands of the man will there ever friction. That's when the rubber meets the road, and I forgot to wear a rubber. Life me so cold, gave birth to my burdens. Only thing that I know for certain is nothing's for certain. So when she leave, I keep it moving, but what other choice do I have? Yeah, rockers. I'm the voice of the sad, the mad, the hopeless. I crashed, at last thought I hit the ground, but I was only touching clouds. Guess I'm never coming down, forever falling to my death, until my very last breath. I'm asking,
how far do I have to fall until I hit the ground? I don't see the ground coming. How far do I have to fall until I hit the ground? I don't see the ground coming.
Tim Nyan, How Far. You're tuned into Live Free or Die Radio. Shout out to everyone on Facebook there. Shout out Chris KD, Jane Roberts, Lightfoot. Yeah, yeah. It's a new thing, so I think it's working so far. We got Tim with us. What's up, Tim?
Chilling, man.
We got Tia with us.
Hey, what's up?
Tia, whose mic is like 4,000 feet from her face.
I know. What's up with that?
Oh, look at that. That's comfortable.
Nope. Oh. Did I just...
Now you're being self-conscious about my mic position.
Oh, no, no. She was just like having a reach for it, you know? So, what's happening, Tim?
Not too much, man. A little bit tired right now.
Yeah?
Yeah. Had a little...
What happened?
Had a late night studio session last night.
Oh, shoot.
Yeah. Linked up with Mike Wing, ETS, who's on the show that we have, Dave Vaughn, and good old Mertz behind the boards.
Good old Mertz. I think I know all those people.
You do. You do. You definitely do.
Sounds pretty nice.
Yeah. Yeah. We've, obviously, you know, me and Mike have, you know, worked together in ETS a little bit in recent history. And,
yeah.
So we've talked about doing some stuff for a while. And, last night was the first time that it, came into an existence. So.
Doesn't it feel good?
It does, man. I'm excited for... It's early, but I'm excited.
Yeah.
Because it's like we're all completely different artists, and but somehow, like last night, we figured out that it could work. You know what I mean? So
that's dope.
Yeah.
I love music.
Hell yeah.
It brings together so many different people like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
I'm excited. You drop. We always get the exclusives from you. I appreciate that.
Yeah, no doubt, man. Got to do it for Uncle Sam.
My dude. So I actually have a ton of questions. I listened to our old interview.
Yeah, yeah.
So, you didn't drop I Might Die yet.
I did not drop I Might Die. Yeah.
Were some of those songs from I Might Die?
Yes. Those were definitely some. So basically, I was watching a lot of other people's moves. I'm like pretty observant and just trying to see what was working and what wasn't. And it just didn't really make sense. I was spending a lot of time trying to put together a full project. And it was like, do I really have like a solid enough fan base where it will make a big enough impact? Or should I be putting out singles? And then I was like, well, I do have like three songs that I think fit together really well. And if I drop those, you know, it's not too long where you're going to lose people's attention, but you know what I mean? A solid enough where it's not just one song. So
yeah,
that was kind of the move that I decided to make.
Cause you were on a singles run for a while.
Yeah,
leading up to that.
For sure. Yeah.
Yeah. The catalog is deep.
Yeah, man. It's even deeper on the computer.
Yeah. I believe it.
I'm a notorious, hoarder. Me and Mertz were talking about that last night. He was like, man, I'm going to tell you this cause I love you, but you need to put out more music.
But only you know what's best, man.
Yeah, for sure, man, for sure.
So, no, I like Stashin' is good.
Mm.
But I like the EP idea as well, because all three of those songs do tell a little story
for
when
sure.
They're all together.
For sure.
So you did Prayers.
Mm-hmm.
How Far is one of my favorite songs from you.
I appreciate that.
Because it's got that balance of sort of like melancholy, but hope, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
It's like, okay, I'm like falling pretty far right now, but like, yeah, you know, it's going to stop sometime.
I feel like that's a running theme through my music.
Yeah.
Like, I'm going to crash, but at the last second, it's like, nah, we're good.
We're good.
We got this.
Well, on the new one, though, with Stokin' Beats, Ignorance is Bliss, you're in a much different mind state.
For sure. Yeah.
Do you want to talk about that project a little bit? Because that's your newest thing. And you got a video out for a song with ETS.
Yeah, and I actually sent you a clean for
one Down for Them.
Yeah. No, not for Down for Them. A different one, actually.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, I guess I was Stokin' Beats is a talented dude from New Hampshire, and through Mike Wing and ETS, I got to know some of the people in New Hampshire, and he reached out to me and asked if I wanted to do a project, and he basically like gave me like my hands on like almost all his beats. He was like super generous and like super excited about it, so I got excited, and I was just in a different mind state of being like, all my music had, to that point, had been pretty serious and like super telling of, and like just soul bearing or like whatever. It was just like conscious and
you were introducing yourself. You know?
Yeah, yeah. And I just kind of wanted to be ignorant for a little bit. You know what I mean? And like in my comfort zone. Like obviously, if you've heard the project, it's not like, you know, I'm not being like crazy or anything, but it's definitely trap style production and like, you know, the triple flow. So it's like, but it felt good to do that. Like, just like kind of let go and be like, ignorance is bliss. Sometimes it's cool to not like be so serious and take yourself too serious. You know what I mean?
I feel like you still approached it pretty seriously. Like, you're talking a lot of junk.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. There's definitely still stuff in there for sure. Like, because as much as I try, like, there's been times where I've like maybe collaborated with someone and like the song was just kind of like a turn up or like a confident rap flow. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And like all of a sudden, like real stuff keeps slipping in, and I'm like, I can't
you're
help
real,
it. Yeah.
You're a real person.
Yeah.
So.
What kind of style, which one do you prefer? Because you're talking a lot about how, like, you pull in the real, you talk about a lot of the trap style now, but which one is the one that you prefer doing?
I guess I can't really, like, I can't give a definitive answer because it's not, like, I lean towards more like the real to the real stuff and like and and more boom bap, like, and I wouldn't even want to say that, but like I definitely feel more at home when I do that. Like it feels more freeing. It's like I feel more like an artist when I'm doing that, you know. But I like it all, you know what I mean? Like, I enjoy having fun too and making that style of music. So
which do you like better?
I don't know. That's a hard question. Why did I ask that question? Because I can't even answer.
No, but that's the thing where it's like, we're humans. So like, today I might want to listen to some like serious stuff. And then on the ride home, I might be like, I want to turn up to some trap music.
Right.
And like, it depends on the mood you're in. So
yeah, I don't know. But I also have like this big issue with a lot of like trap music, because I feel like that's all we ever hear right now. So like, that's like, sometimes I'm like, of course I wanna, everyone always wants to turn up, but I feel like that's just what's being pushed right now.
Yeah. And no, I agree. There's definitely like a, if you're not bringing something unique to it, like there's definitely times where you hear like all like new people coming out and you're just like, this literally sounds like the same exact, like these dudes sound exactly the same. Yeah. And it's like the same exact style of flow and the drum patterns and even like melody. It's just like super simple. But I feel like if you do it well though, and you incorporate like the trap production, it's still pretty cool. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, you gotta modernize. You're active on the Facebook a lot, and a lot of the scene, there's a lot of people sort of, you know, just waiting for 1999 to happen again.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. And I can understand that, you know what I mean? But that's how it's always, you know what I mean? It's just always been like
that. You just keep pushing it forward.
Yeah.
And that's what you do.
Yeah. I mean, that's sort of like, I guess more recently that the things that I've been exploring is kind of like not combining the two, but like just not feeling trapped into, to like, trapped isn't a good word because I'm describing trap music.
That's what
like,
it does.
Yeah, but not feeling stuck on either sound, but like just because nowadays you hear things where they might use the 808 sound like kits with the trap style drums, but they're not in the trap style patterns. It's more like it would be like a boom bap pattern, but they're using trap drums, you know what I mean? So
definitely.
So just like having that modern sound but not being so stuck in that pattern.
Yeah
It's all in the rhythm, you know. And then what you put into it, whatever emotion or vibe, or you know, if it sounds real, like, you know, if you're chasing a formula, it's not going to hit right. But whatever you make can sound current and timeless no matter what it is, if you approach it correctly.
For sure.
And honestly. For sure. Which is why I rock with your stuff, because you're very honest.
I appreciate
in your
that.
Records. I mean, we talked about, before we play a record, so we talked about, last time you were on here, we talked about Search and how that was kind of like your message statement as an artist.
Yeah.
Do you have a new one? Have you updated your message, your mission statement, or is
it
still
Search? In the process of figuring one out, actually. Yeah. I'm like in a little transition right now of, I feel like a lot of my life leading up to that point, I was super faith-based and like, you know, God was really important to me and still is, but just in a different way. And I was very much like, you know, do everything on your gut and everything is, you know what I mean, like off feeling, and like if it doesn't feel right, don't do it. And like I admire people who still do that, and there's nothing wrong with it, but I just had certain life situations happen where it's like you have to bring reason sometimes into stuff and you have to think stuff through. And I think I went a little far into that, which is like kind of where the ignorance is bliss. Like it's kind of like a different side of me where it's like almost angry a little bit, and like people hadn't really seen that side of me. So and then it's like I'm trying to bring those together and be like, you can have both, you know what I mean? You can have the reason and the faith, you know what I mean? Like there's time for both of them. So that's my statement.
Trying to start a whole new religion.
Yeah,
I like it, Tim. I like it. Well, I want to play a record off the new one, the newest project.
Cool.
You want to do the exclusive now or you want to save it? They should
we'll save
wait.
That.
They should
yeah,
wait.
We'll save that.
So let's do that till I say. What went into making this record? Because you went up to Stoke and Beats studio, right? And you did this all on site, or
no? So actually, he just sent me the beats, and I did everything by myself. I recorded and mixed, and then actually Lightfoot mastered everything. But all the recording and mixing was done at my place, at my house, and with my own setup. And this song was this is probably my favorite. And actually, when I was making the clean, there was another verse on it, and I lost the file for it. So it's a little bit, it's still like 2 minutes long, so it's fine. But it's only
you just
one
dropped
verse.
The verse?
Well, I didn't have the file. So I was, when I made a, because I'm unorganized, when I made a performance edit, I took off the,
got
and then
you.
Didn't save it like an idiot. So I lost that part of it. And then when I was like, oh, I need to make a radio edit, I was like, that part's not there and I don't have it. So it is what it is. It's still, I still love
I'll
it.
I'll tell you this, in the future, I wouldn't be mad at you doing the like reverse the beat and the song.
Yeah, yeah.
But I like that you're dedicated to having a polished product.
Here. Yeah.
Yeah, so this is Till I Say. This is Tim Nine. This is off his project, Ignorance is Bliss with Stoke and Beats. That's up on Stoke and Beats SoundCloud. STOKNBEATS.
Yes, sir.
Shout out New Hampshire. I actually didn't know he's from New Hampshire until you just told me. So
yes, sir, yeah.
Live free or die.
Mm-hmm.
We'll be back after this.
Try to make it last, so I'll be damned if they take it from me. they say. We don't get anyway. You ain't even move till I say. Drip, drip, sauce all day. Best not get my way. We don't give a you say. You don't even move till I say.
Yeah, sauce dripping by the leader. I think I'm Derek Jeter, but I'm never number two. Coming for that W, this is what it's come to. Mic check 1-2, what's done can't undo. Better do it right, better move it like, yeah, I done made it through the worst. Got to die in the mud, gotta hate me first. Constantly watching my moves, but still never show no love. Wonder why I never showed up, cause I don't f*** with you. But that don't mean I hold no grudge, I ain't got time for that. No space for hate, I can't be defined by that. So where they find me at the top now. In my way, you better watch out. Written's given like it's non-style, but I'm passion rapping like I'm pop. Now, can't stop now, cause I got down with a hot sound. You was hot never and you not now. Even when I got knocked down, I got back up. Better back up or act up. Looking for just ask us. Funny how they used to pass us. Were they laughing? That was backwards. Talking about us, were they back to us? But it's always getting back to us. But the fact is, when I'm backed in, back against the wall, I'm getting back to it. Like, yeah. Life been moving kinda fast. Yeah. Got me down to my last. Yeah. Gotta try to make it last. I'll be damned if they take it from me. So it go drip, drip, sauce all day. We don't give a f*** what they say. We don't get anyway. You ain't even move till I say. Drip, drip, sauce all day. Best not get my way. We don't give a f*** what you say. You don't even move till I say.
Back with Tim Nyan.
Yes, sir.
Tia just left for a second. She's going to go get Priscilla, who is here. You know, a little bit tardy, but it's cool. We're all right with that.
Yeah, it happens.
It does happen. So, who did the hook on that? I'm not familiar with that guy. How'd you link up with him?
The hook?
Yeah.
That was me.
Who did the other verse? It says a feature.
So that's the verse that I lost. So it wasn't my verse.
Rewind.
Hello, how you doing?
We're going to delete that whole part. Shout out to my engineer. Anyway, we got Priscilla with us right now. Can you keep going around? Go around. That's your mic. Yep. Hey, snooze you lose. It's Tia's show now.
How you doing?
All right, you're live. So we got Tia's back with us
What's
now.
What's up? I'm back.
We got Priscilla with us.
Peace.
Priscilla, do you know Tim?
I don't think so.
Yes, I actually do.
Oh, you know who I am?
Yes,
have we met?
I do. Well, I think we met once.
Oh, okay. My fault.
Before, because you were here when I was here.
Oh, okay. Was it at the Cypher?
Must have been.
Yeah.
Okay. I vaguely remember. Sorry.
Shout out the LFOD Alumni Cypher Series. Yes. If you have not seen those are all on SoundCloud, LFOD, YouTube, LFOD, Facebook, LFOD Radio. Mm. We missed you this year, though, Tim.
Yes. Yes.
We won't talk about that.
Okay.
We're talking about this new record. So, I mentioned hooks earlier. You're like the hook guy.
I appreciate
it. You're kind of known as the hook guy. You have probably like a year, 2 years, it was like if Timmy was on the hook, it was going.
Yeah.
The numbers were going up.
I heard a few people say that.
Did you? It's true.
Yeah.
It's definitely true.
I take pride in that.
Yeah, except you write a clout. Mean one.
Huh?
I said accept the clout.
Accept the clout.
Except the clout. So, what is your favorite hook?
Ooh, that's a tricky question.
Yeah, the first time you were on, those were the softballs. Now it's real.
Yeah. My favorite hook I've ever done. Jeez. Oh man, dude. Let me think. I really like How Far. How Far is probably my favorite hook.
Yeah.
Yeah, because. I obviously like sing a little bit on my hooks, but like I really don't have like an amazing voice, but I can like when I'm recording by myself, sometimes I'll just get super emotional and like I'll sing things that I like wouldn't normally be able to sing, and that was one of those moments. Like I could never recreate that. And actually that song, no one knows this, but the hook on that song is literally 5 years old.
Really?
That beat and that hook is 5 years old. And for the longest time, I couldn't capture verses that I thought were good enough to fit with, because I was like, this, in my mind, I was like, this hook is so good. Like, I can't believe I did this. You know what I mean? And like, I would try to write verses and just couldn't get inspired to do it. And right around the time that I was making Prayers, I had finished it and I was like, oh, wow, this is pretty cool. So it ended up working. But yeah, the hook is literally like 5 years old.
Wow.
Yeah.
Patience.
Yeah, yeah.
Patience.
For sure, man.
It's huge.
Yeah. Which is crazy, because like I have a couple, probably not stuff that I've put out in recent history. Actually, one hit is like that as well.
Hmm.
The chorus was done, and then maybe like a year and a half later, I wrote the verses for it. So like a lot of times, it depends, but a lot of times I'll start with the hook and like come up with something super catchy, and then I'll be like, this hook's fire, but I'm not inspired to write the verses yet, so I'm gonna shelf it, you know?
That's the way to do it. Because a lot of good verses get lost because of a bad hook. Because a verse isn't going to bring you back to a song every time.
Right, yeah.
But the hook is literally the hook. That's what gets you.
Yeah.
Well, Tim, you have a few, like, I feel like someday they'll make a playlist. Tim Nyan.
What's your favorite hook? Because I know you actually listen to my music. So
as soon as I asked you the question, I realized it was going to come back on me. I realized if I prepared properly, I would have thought it out.
I want to know.
Let me get back to by the end of the episode.
Yeah,
I will let you know what my favorite Tim Nyan hook is.
Okay, you got it.
But you made me think of something else. You don't think your singing's that great?
I don't think that it's bad, but I know some really good singers.
Yeah.
So I don't feel comfortable saying that I'm a good singer, because I feel comfortable saying I'm a really good rapper. Like, okay. I'm a great rapper.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because I know great rappers, and I'll be like, I could keep up with that.
Yeah.
But then I know great singers, and I'm like, I'm not a great singer.
Yeah.
Like, I can hold a melody. I have an ear for melodies.
Mm.
And when I'm in a controlled setting, I can get my voice to do certain things. But like when I'm on stage, or if you just ask me to do it right now, I don't think I have a great voice.
Got you.
You know what I mean?
Well, so you saying that made me think of the rap, sing, make beats. I'm a triple threat.
Mm.
Get respect from the city's best.
Yeah, yeah.
So how's the beat making coming? Because you dropped on here a while ago that you were starting to make beats. We got one for 24 and 24.
Yep. Yeah.
But then you've dropped two straight projects without Tim Nyan in production.
Yes. So that's in the past maybe year and maybe even 2 years, I've definitely been working on a lot of beats and haven't really like found, I have a handful of songs that are finished of like my own production, but I'm just trying to figure out what I want to do with them, and then probably like another handful of beats that I've made that I haven't done anything with. So I don't know. I guess that answers it.
Perfect.
Yeah.
I like it. Well, you are a triple threat. Pete, do you have any questions for Tim here?
Not right now. I'm taking it all in.
Cool.
Okay, but I can't see you. You showed up, you know, late, and now you're behind the monitor. You want to slide over, like join the team?
No, I'm good.
Making me uncomfortable.
I'm good.
I tried texting you. Well, I can't text you because we're on Facebook Live right now. Shout out to Facebook Live.
Shout out to Facebook.
I Facebook messaged you telling you, you know, some other stuff. But anyway, so we got Tim here. You've also been getting more political lately in
sure.
your expressions, not necessarily
not
on your
music.
Records,
mm-hmm.
but on your, and social I feel like media. On your, yeah, it's not just your personal page, on your artist pages too. I see you mm-hmm. posting a lot about for-profit prisons and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
Can you talk a little bit about the thoughts behind that move?
Yeah.
Like, have you always felt this way, but you just feel like, well, actually, I'll let you explain it. Like,
yeah, I'd love to explain, man. I'm glad that you asked. It's definitely something that, in quick answer is no, I haven't always felt that way, but because I haven't always felt that way because I didn't always know they existed. So,
okay.
And I feel like I grew up in Reading, and it's a pretty white town. I feel like a lot of people don't know that they exist. I feel like there's a large part of America, or at least the people that I grew up around, that don't know of like certain injustices that are happening and the systematic oppression that's going on.
And don't want to believe.
Right. Yeah, that's a huge part of it too. But I think that there's also just a large population of people that literally don't know. Because like there was stuff I literally didn't know. Hmm. And like there's got to be that. And that's the move where I'm talking about it a lot. Like if I could just, even if it's like five people that see it that are like, I didn't know that. You know what I mean? Like, let me look into that. And that's why like I put it in certain ways where I'm like, I encourage you to look it up. Like I encourage you to do your research. You know what I mean? I'm not like, yo, America's racist, you know, F whitey. Like it's like, you know, this stuff is real and you can look it up because there's facts to support it. You know what I mean?
You know, I appreciate that. But I do have a question regarding that. So then how do you feel about artists who don't use their platform to like speak out on issues like that?
I've thought about that a lot actually.
Yeah.
Because that's another thing that I love to do is watch interviews with rappers and artists, and I'm not sure. Like I've heard people answer and they've said, well, it's not my obligation, and like, and I can kind of understand that. Like, I could see that being like, you know, especially if someone's like, you know, what my job is. Like, I'm bringing happiness into the world through my music, and that's what I'm doing. So I can get behind that. Like, if that's what you're, you know what I mean. If you're really bringing good into the world with your art, then that's cool with me. But I respect the people who choose to use it. You know what I mean, to talk about it for sure.
Definitely. I feel like that's just like something that's, it's so, I don't know what the word is. It's something that, especially with music, social media and everything, when you have a bigger following, it's something that you're not, of course, you're not obligated to do. But like, if you honestly do believe in something, then you should be able to put it out there.
Yeah.
So like, I don't know, I think it's like super respectable that you feel like you could do that in your music.
Thank you. And like you said, I really don't, I don't usually talk about it in the music itself, only because I've tried and it felt really unnatural. Like it didn't feel authentic. Like it was like I was forcing it.
Yeah.
And it only felt natural when I just like said it, you know what I mean? Like just said it how it was and said it using my social media platforms.
Yeah.
And I try to talk about it with people that, like just in everyday life all the time. And I think that's, I'm actually like I've thought a lot about it and like different things that I can do, and I've talked to a few different people about maybe starting a podcast or whatever, just like different ideas on how you can make a change and different things that you can do. But right now the one thing that I know I can do without having a plan is talking about it as much as I can.
Definitely.
You know what I mean?
I think you're going about it a good way because it's sort of like how you said when you were doing happy songs, even, you know, real stuff would slip into it.
Yeah.
I think you'll just find that the more you know and the more it becomes a part of what you're about, it'll like slip into it.
For sure.
I definitely don't think, you don't, if you set out to say like, I am going to write a song about systematic racism today, like it's going to come off you're not going to.
You're going to sound like Logic.
Logic catches a lot of shots.
Wow. He really does. Like he's just like everything he has ever said is just like, hey, I'm just always about love and positivity, and they're like, F Logic, man. He's such a
poor Logic. He's biracial. Did you know that?
Oh god.
Just I reminding
know that.
You.
If you didn't know that he is. Yeah. I think it'll slip out, and I think you're going about it a good way too, because like you said, a lot of people aren't aware, and it's if you want to wake them up, but you almost have to be careful the way you go about it, because it can somehow, there's two sides to it. There's the like blast everyone in the face, like make it so they can't ignore it.
Mm-hmm.
But then there's more of a like bring them in to your point of view, and then like, hey, but also while you're vibing with me, check this out. Like go Google this, like go find out that, you know, two-thirds of American prisons have an agreement where they have to keep it full or the government has to pay the prison for the empty beds. So, like, go just do that math on your own, you
right,
know?
Right, right. And that's the thing where it's like, you know, being able to especially like with everything going on, on social media and people using like just like blanket statement memes and like stuff that's like it's like you're gonna be angry when you see that, and it's like that's not how we're gonna fix stuff. Like, you can't just like be like, yo, you're wrong, and like you're you know what I mean, a piece of, you know, whatever. And it's like, because that's what people do, it's like you're racist, you're a quickly. Bad person, and like and that's something that like I've explored and thought a lot about because I'm white and where I grew up, I understand a lot of the way that those people think. So it's like, I know what they're feeling, and it's like, people oftentimes equate racism to being immoral. And it's like, I grew up with racist ideas, but not because I was a bad person, because they were just instilled in my mind. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And like, once I was able to unlearn those, so what do you do with that? You know what I mean? Now I choose to talk about it because I learned that that wasn't true. But that doesn't mean you're a bad person if you have racist ideas. Obviously,
if you're confronted with the truth,
you can be right. Exactly.
I know a few pretty bad people.
Right.
But I know what you mean.
That's not it came out the wrong way. But
no, I know what you mean.
That's not how you open it up. You open it up with saying racism, racists are bad people, and then say, but you can, you know, whatever.
No, I know what you mean. You don't know. You literally don't know any better because you don't have. You don't ever. It's like the gift and the curse of the internet is like you never really meet people with that perspective or viewpoint until you talk to someone who has it. Like, you know, you're not, you can only go by your own. And if you don't see it, you know, and you really don't believe it, and, you know, you probably had, what, 5 black people in Reading? And,
exactly.
You know, you.
Also, real quick, I just have to say, because I said this somewhere else, I forget where I said it. Oh, I think on one of my posts, I said I was raised with, or I grew up with racist ideas. My dad was like, what the heck?
So I don't want to hear that.
But I don't want, when I say I grew up with racist ideas, I don't mean my parents are racist.
From a systematic point of view.
Right. Yeah. I mean like social media and not social media, but like media in general, TV, movies, music, everything around you, the things you learn in school, all that kind of stuff, not in my household. You know what I mean?
No, your parents, we know they did a good job with
it. Yeah, they're great.
I mean, you're having this conversation right. now, right?
So shout out to them.
I think that's the hardest part about it, too, though, is a lot of people have to confront a lot of uncomfortable truths about themselves. And, you know, the Band-Aid is being ripped off rather aggressively right now. I think it's good. I think it's going to be ugly for a little bit, but I think it's good. I think we're going to, you know, hopefully heal.
Definitely.
I want to play an exclusive record, Tim.
Okay, do it up.
Here we go.
It's called Headshot. Tell me about this. What's good?
It's produced by DJ Grumble.
Okay, that's your man.
Yeah. So it's actually, it's like, I told you, it's like not even completely finished.
Yeah.
So it's like a super exclusive.
Super.
So.
Wicked kid.
It's sort of about, it's sort of about that transition period when I was talking about earlier, being heavily based on faith, and then like, it was kind of like I did like a complete 180 really fast and was like rejected that. And then like, but over time I'm realizing like, oh wait, I need that stuff too. You know what I mean? But this is sort of representing that space and being like taking things super literal and like, and so yeah, I'll let the rest of it speak for itself.
It's exclusive. Tim Nyan, Headshot, produced by DJ Grumble. You're tuned in to Live Free or Die Radio. We'll be back after this.
I think I hit on the head. Carpe diem, spark that B-O-G-I-E. I don't do no weed, smoke paranoia. Paralawyers for all the trouble I cause when I'm high. Got me stumbling, wondering why. Got too high, I'm coming in hot. Got no time, you coming or not. This part sound good, cause it come with a drop. Hey, friends told me I'm too smart for my own good. I guess I'm too self-aware. Hey, friends told me be smart, do what I should. I guess I don't really care. Hey, friends told you jump off a bridge, would you? Watch you go catch air. I guess I see more evil in my people. I
need more G.O. Wait, I don't believe what I used to. Keep it 100, I'm neutral. Keep it 100, I'm super duper. Got so smart, I feel stupid. Ooh, ooh. Got so smart, I feel stupid. Ooh. Got so smart, I headshot, headshot. I think I hit on the head. Headshot, headshot. I think I hit on the head on the headshot. Headshot. I think I hit on the head. I think I hit on the head. I think I hit on the head on the. I think I hit on the head on the. I think I hit on the head on the.
This is Tim Nine. You're tuned into LFOD Radio.
Yes, indeed. Tim.
Yes.
What does Live Free or Die mean to you?
Ooh, you're just like hitting me with the most the hardest questions tonight. Oh, jeez.
This is a new format.
Live Free or Die, what does that mean to me? Live Free or Die. I guess I always took it as like being able to do all the things that you want to do without harming other people. Like, that's how I always took freedom as. Like, as long as you're not, like, imposing on other people, then it should be cool to do. You know what I mean? I don't know.
Deep. Very libertarian. I like it.
Yeah, for sure.
I like it. That's a new question we do now. So
okay.
Fair warning cool. to everyone coming through.
But I feel like my answer, like, if you asked me that tomorrow or like yesterday, it would have just been a different answer.
That's fine. This is the one that got recorded and is going on iTunes. So
we're pushing your libertarian official agenda now.
Yeah. I do not have a libertarian.
I'm
do
just
not
kidding.
Put words in my
I'm
mouth.
I'm kidding. I'm messing with you.
I know. So
we're a completely biased radio show.
Unbiased. I agree, though. I mean, I think part of being a good neighbor is understanding your neighbor's going to do some things you don't like. So you're probably doing some things they don't like. As long as you're not hurting anybody,
yeah,
let them do it, and we can all do what we want to do.
Yeah.
I've got a few more minutes here. You got a show coming up.
Yeah. Yes, I do. This Thursday. I'm pretty excited about it. You're obviously, LFOD is obviously involved. And we have Kyle Bent and ETS. And it's also a food drive, which is pretty cool. Thanksgiving food drive. So
if anyone's Thanksgiving.
Yeah. Thanksgiving. Hit my amigos ad lib real quick. Turkey.
Mama.
Yeah, so if you're coming, definitely bring canned foods and stuff, because it'll go to a good cause. Always happy to be part of a good cause.
It's gonna be a dope show. I'm real excited. I'm starting to get pretty fired up.
I can tell. You're yeah. always like that.
I know, man. But
like, I appreciate it, though.
I just want people to feel my excitement, you know.
I dig it. I'm always nervous, so like, it doesn't come out that way. You know what I mean? I'm always like, oh man, I have to perform in front of people, so.
You are more nervous than you let off, because you project a lot of confidence in your records.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Well, definitely when I start performing, it's not necessarily like once I get going and I'm actually rapping and singing, it's different. But like the moments leading up to it are what,
yeah,
are like you could ask my girlfriend, like the car rides to the shows, like she's like, I'm probably just like the worst person.
It's gonna
to be
okay,
around.
Tim.
It's all good.
You always
she's
kill
amazing.
It, though.
She's amazing. So she doesn't even she doesn't complain. She's just like, has now decided she's just like is quiet and will just like hold my hand if I want to, and I'm just like, all right, because she knows that if she asks me questions, I'll probably be short with her because I'm just so nervous. I'm just like, you know,
it's like I am asking myself so many questions.
Exactly.
<right now.
laughs> exactly man.
I hear that. I mean, you're dope though, and the type of fans you have. I mean, I still remember there was one show, the Search lyrics were just not coming to you.
Oh yeah,
and the whole crowd
awful,
did it,
man.
It was dope.
Oh, that was cool, actually. That was really
it
cool.
It ended up being a really cool moment.
Yeah, yeah,
because you just put it on and they did it for you.
Dude, since that show, I haven't performed Search because it messed me up so bad. Because I'm like, dude,
that was at our last show at the Middle East.
I know.
Oh man,
I can't, but I mean, it was also, I feel like it had its run too, so
yeah,
it was like time, but yeah, whatever.
That's a classic. Pull it out, you know, every few years. And whatever, you know. So, well, Tia, do you have any parting questions for Tim?
No.
All right.
Good job.
Thank you. You guys, too. You guys did a fabulous job.
Well, thank you, Tim. Thank you.
You're welcome.
We got to get you in here more often. It's been too long.
And, definitely, man.
We'll definitely talk about those other things. I have some ideas for that.
Cool.
I've been thinking about what my favorite hook is.
Oh, right. I forgot, so I'm glad you said it.
It's difficult for me.
Okay.
Because there's like three that pop out at me. So I'm going to cheat.
Okay.
I like One Hit a lot.
Okay.
Because you successfully crafted a song about the dangers and ills of addiction while giving through audio the same power and feelings that you get from indulging.
That's cool.
And also making me want to get super messed up while listening to it.
I remember you told me that.
I've been at your shows also, guilty AF, as the kids say. Just like, I don't know if I should enjoy this.
Just makes
way.
Me want to get whatever. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So One Hit is a hit. I like that one. I really like underrated, I think, is Lean, kind of.
Okay.
Because Lean is just wicked catchy.
True.
And $1 Million makes me feel really good about myself.
Okay. I'll take those.
I like all your hits. Oh, man. $1 Million makes me feel
good.
This
is a good problem to have from my point of view, that you can't choose your favorite.
I actually do have a question.
Yeah.
What's up with the picture behind Super Duper Fly? I was looking at it, and so, I was like, was it Christmas?
So, yeah, it was Christmas, and the beat is a Missy Elliott beat.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
So now, out of context, it's like, what the heck is that?
It stands out.
I've almost pulled it off.
Very different from the rest of the artwork.
But I wanted to put out just a quick verse before I put out the EP Prayers, just to get a little... So now, out of context, it's like, what the hell is that? But I might have to take that down.
I didn't mean it like that.
It changed the picture.
It's your most confusing song, I think, because it's so out of, like, everything about it is out of context.
But it only worked because I dropped it on Christmas.
Yeah.
And it was a Missy Elliott beat.
Well, it could just be a Christmas tradition.
Maybe just keep taking it down and re-releasing it every Christmas.
Every Christmas.
Yes, exactly.
You got 48 hours to listen to this song.
I think Nick photoshopped the Christmas hat onto Missy Elliott.
Oh, really?
Shout out to Nick.
Not Nick. Shout out Nick.
Shout out Nick. Download Productions.
Download all day.
So, yeah, I don't know. I think those are my three. I'm going to, if I think of another one, I'll let you know next week.
All right. Yeah.
You've got a lot of good ones. Those ones, just doing them live. I'm going off seeing you live and which ones get me the most fired up.
Live is a definitely different
perspective. And like $1 Million is crazy live.
Because if you asked me what my favorite hook is live, it would have been a different answer.
What would that be?
$1 Million.
$1 Million.
Yeah.
Mm. Okay.
Yeah, for sure. Or Lean.
Okay.
Or One Hit.
All right. Yeah. Exactly. So I was thinking live, but How Far is good? They're all good. I don't know what your bad hook is. That'd be an easier question, I guess. What's your worst hook?
My least favorite hook.
You don't have to answer it. Don't answer it.
Simple Things.
Whoever you
That's my least favorite song. It was pretty old, so.
Yeah, I was going to say whoever you gave that hook to would be pissed.
Yeah, it was a feature that I did.
Yeah, it's just I really mailed that one in. Tim does not mail anything in. He's incapable. I do like the hook on this song I'm about to play right now. Just get it. Whoa.
Mm.
Even though I'm horrified to find out how you spell whoa. But,
I don't know. I asked someone else. Remember, I asked you the day
we put it on, I think, Facebook. It was 50-50 split, I think.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Somebody spelled it W-H-O-A-H. I'm like, there's not two
That's
H's.
Wrong.
That's firmly
that
wrong.
Incorrect.
That's
firmly.
Wrong.
So, Tia, I'm a W-H-O-A. And he's a W-O-A-H.
I'm going to have to go with Tim.
Right?
Damn.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Whoa. Anyway, this is Tim Nyhan. Get it? Whoa. Produced by Tim Nyhan. This is off.